Although we saw record-breaking temperatures in the middle of the last week, our residents played it safe and things were relatively quiet on the news front for those couple of days. Toward the end of the week, however, we heard about a tragic accident in Crawford County. I'm Chantel Grove with a report on this and the other top stories covered last week. Early on Thursday morning, Crawford County authorities responded to a head-on collision on Highway 59 near Denison, in which three people were killed and two injured. An investigation into the accident is ongoing, but the Iowa State Patrol reported that a minivan driven by 52-year-old Penny Hussabus of Defiance crossed the center line, striking a vehicle driven by 46-year-old Saul Armando Guzman Orellana of Denison. Hussabus and two passengers in the Guzman Orellana vehicle, 48-year-old Maria Petra Garcia Hernandez and 42-year-old Erica Leticia Denicio, both of Denison, were killed. Guzman Orellano and 50-year-old Herme Yanth Guzman Hernandez of Denison were injured. The work week started with a good section of the community of Manning in a panic after a social media post on Sunday called for area residents to pull together to save the Manning Plaza, which the post said was facing imminent closure. A public meeting was called for Thursday night and attended by well over 100 people. Members of the Manning Betterment Association, Manning Regional Healthcare Center, and their board and city representatives presented the situation in frank terms. They said a drop in census, reduced Medicaid payments, and a monetary penalty for affiliation with a critical access hospital have created a $1.4 million deficit for the past year. The group also discussed the options available to save the 53-year-old nursing home, including closing it, finding another buyer, or breaking it away from the hospital, creating a nonprofit, and having it overseen by a volunteer community board. Currently, the latter two are the options being pursued. CEO of Manning Regional Healthcare Center, John O'Brien, says they would be willing to sell the building for a dollar to the community or another interested party and add another $250,000 in support. And the first Democrat to file his candidacy for president in the 2020 election, John Delaney, made a stop in Carroll Thursday on a quick tour through western and west central Iowa. Delaney says he's putting an emphasis on Iowa with the First in the Nation caucus, and he understands the issues facing rural Iowans. With a background in healthcare and small business financial services, he understands the need for investing in rural communities. He is also saying that right now Americans are pitted against each other, and he'll be working on ways to bring people together towards common solutions to the problems facing everyone, regardless of party. Those are just a few of the big stories we covered last week. In the next news hour, we'll bring you a few more of those headlines, and we'll discuss a couple of things that you can look forward to in the coming week. I'm Chantel Grove, reminding you that you can find all these stories and many more by liking us on Facebook or logging on to carolbroadcasting.com.